Everybody's been working from home. I did a calculation. This is my 378th day. That's 1 year, 1 week, and 6 days. And as much as I've enjoyed it, I think it was beginning to grate on me a bit. I think I'm not unique. Dr. Christopher Taylor is the founder and owner of Taylor Counseling Group and has conducted something like over 30,000 sessions since March of 2020 with people like me. And we'll do another one right now. Dr. Taylor, it's good to have you with us.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. Thank you.
I find I'm getting a little testy. As much as mm-hmm. as productive as I have been, and I've been more productive, I am maybe a little less tolerant. Is that unique?
Oh, no, not right now. Not at all.
What are you finding?
Everything from just mild anxiety all the way up to, you know, very severe depression. Pandemic has affected us all in very different ways. You know, some people do not do well in isolation. Other people do. But even those that do still are stressed to all kinds of levels. We are discovering that the houses and the condos that we purchased a few years ago to save on real estate money are not working out well, as two or three people are trying to work from the living room. You know, and then you got to do school at home as well. It's just difficult for everybody.
So our corporations have to be concerned about their employees. They want good, productive employees, good morale, that sort of thing. Are you dealing more with corporations and then turning around and helping the employees?
Well, we work directly with clients. So we definitely do have some corporations that have EAPs that we work with, but we just work directly with patients that come in.
And have you made the transition to telehealth? I mean, are you doing most of this virtually?
Oh yeah, absolutely. When right before we went into lockdown, we made the hard decision last year to go telehealth only. We did that for about 2 to 3 months. Some clients, unfortunately, just that's not an option for them. They have, you know, they're in a house that's too small with too many people, or they don't have access to reliable internet. So we did make tough choices along the way to open up slowly and safely as best we could to ensure that we could allow clients to come in for services as they needed.
So what do you do? I mean, are you like a conventional shrink? Do you just sort of talk this out? Do I get on a couch?
Yeah, basically. We have a lot of couches. We often joke that maybe we should get into the couch business. But yeah, no, you come in, you sit on a couch, you talk about what's going on.
And are you finding the same dilemma with everybody?
I mean, I wouldn't say the exact same, but yeah, absolutely. We're all going through a very unique experience simultaneously in a way that we haven't really done. We saw a little bit of this with 9/11, but in our lifetimes, there really hasn't been an event like this that we've all shared together.
Is this short term? Does everything go back to the way it used to be?
I think in ways it does, at least for a short period of time. Like, for example, telehealth, I think for us, has been accelerated a lot. I think we were probably 3 to 5 years away from utilizing telehealth the way we do now. That'll snap back a little bit. But I do think that it's here and it's here to stay, kind of like the internet. I don't think they're going anywhere.
How do you become the largest mental health group in DFW? Where do you get business? How do you drum it up?
Well, thanks for the question. I don't think that we're the largest. We might be one of the largest. I don't want to upset anybody. a lot of it's been organic, word of mouth. You know, we're really big into taking advantage of technology, whatever we can. So we definitely utilize Google Ads and Facebook and Instagram. And we have a great website. And we try to meet people where they are. One of our strategies has been making mental health care more accessible. So definitely utilizing telehealth, but having multiple office locations throughout Central Texas allows for more people to access our services.
So how do you pick where you have offices? That's intriguing. I didn't realize you had multiple locations.
Yeah, so we have 10, six here in DFW, one in San Antonio, one in Waco, and two in Houston. Basically, we look for where people who might have insurance live, because that's typically what we serve, is mostly middle class working Americans that have insurance, that want to use that insurance. Insurance is a very difficult system. A lot of therapists don't take it because it's a little too complex. So that kind of makes us a little different. And because of that commitment, we want to go to where those people are. So we definitely look for that information, and that's where we try to open an office.
Yeah, telehealth really has grown in acceptance on multiple levels. I mean, not just the individuals who were seeking help, and it's not just mental health, it's all sort of health. But there was a real reluctance on the part of professionals to want to use telehealth.
Yeah, telehealth is difficult. One, it's changed. So anytime something changes, you know, we always push back a little bit, right? But there's the fear of it not being HIPAA secure. There's the fear of not being able to meet with a client in a safe place. You know, I read an article that came out in New York Magazine yesterday about a therapist using one of these tech platforms, and a client was folding laundry during the session at home. And I totally get that, because when I'm at home and I got, you know, kids running around, I'm like, I'm distracted too. I got to do other things. There's a little bit of a difference of being in person. I definitely don't think telehealth is a replacement for in-person therapy, but it is something that is way better than nothing. Right. And I do think that you can have a large impact in someone's life through telehealth, especially if they live in a rural county or they just live in a part of town where it's just hard to get to you.
Do you have clients that you've never met and never expect to meet personally?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And are there any the worse for it?
I don't think so. I like to think all of our clients are getting better.
Well, I didn't know if that personal interaction had more to do with it. Of course, the other thing is you couldn't pull this off 5 years ago. People didn't have broadband connections. They didn't know how to use microphones and video and everything else.
Yeah, I think 5 years ago this happened, we probably would be in a different business right now. I would be selling the couches. It's Taylor Couch Group, I think.
So how did you expand to San Antonio, for example?
Well, it's always been part of our growth strategy to want to expand access to mental health care. And I know that San Antonio and Houston are you know, larger cities, just like DFW. We have several other cities on our list as well that we want to grow to as we're able. And we just started looking for therapists down there, and we hired a few, and we opened an office, and it's been going great.
But do you, obviously, if you're going to do in-person counseling, then you need to have an office there.
Right.
But as you said, there are people you're never going to meet. So do you have clients in South Dakota if they want to be clients?
Well, no, because the state does regulate our license. So we're only licensed to practice in the state of Texas.
And the insurance companies, I guess, are the ultimate traffic cop at all this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And are they all cooperators? Does everybody embrace telehealth?
I got to tell you, I was really surprised. The insurance companies really stood up and did a great thing. When the pandemic really hit, they started offering to waive co-payments and deductibles for telehealth services and covered the service for some clients that didn't even have it under their insurance plan. So it was great to see that, which I think opened the doorway for a lot more people who were essentially stuck at home to have access to mental health care that otherwise couldn't afford it or couldn't use it. And then, of course, we're never going to abandon a client. So we had probably about $35,000 that we just put in a fund, which we called the COVID pro bono fund, and just covered the cost of clients that just couldn't afford it because they lost their job to COVID.
Do they all have hardware and the means to?
With the technology now, you can just do it with a smartphone.
That's, you know, right.
iPad.
And everybody's got a smartphone.
Yeah, we don't need quality microphones like for radio. You know? We just deal with what we got.
But although we appreciate your quality microphone. So what's next for you? Do you continue to grow?
Absolutely. Our goal is to be able to offer affordable, reliable, accessible mental health care to the entire state.
And what about going out of state? You mentioned that there are different regulations. Is there a means for you to practice out of state?
Yeah, there's nothing to stop us from opening an office in another state and hiring therapists that are licensed in that state.
But you would have to have an office there. You couldn't do it virtually.
Right, yeah. We would have to have people that are licensed to practice in that state. Right now, that's really not on our radar. We really want to be committed to the state of Texas and improving the quality of life of our citizens here.
So what's the tenure of one of your clients? I mean, is this, do you have like a 3-session special and you're all right and you don't fly off the handle at anybody anymore?
No, I mean, it varies wildly. I think the average is a little under 6 sessions per person, the national average, I think. So what we typically see are clients maybe that come in for a few months. We typically always recommend 2 to 3 months just to get going and see what's under the hood, so to speak. And then we have other clients that, you know, might enjoy a little bit of a longer term care. So they might come for several months. I've definitely worked with a client before for a year or two. It's not uncommon. But it's not always the same issue or the same problem that we're working on. You know, we grow and that person continues to grow and elevate in life.
Have you noticed it getting better? I mean, with it seems, I mean, more and more people are beginning to go out. We've seen the airports are busy. Restaurants are much busier. People are beginning to go out and shop. Is it getting better from a mental health standpoint?
From a mental health standpoint, yes, absolutely. I'm not a medical professional, so please follow all CDC guidelines. But from a mental health standpoint, I do see a lot more optimism with people. I know we've seen something called COVID fatigue that sort of crept in a little while ago. But I do see people with more of a positive outlook of saying, I actually think I might be able to book a vacation, you know, this summer or next summer, or I'm planning on visiting my grandma for Thanksgiving. You know, so that's been really exciting to see.
You know, that's the one thing that was missing for a long time is I'm always motivated by a carrot that's dangling out there at the end of a stick. Mm-hmm. In many cases, it's some exotic trip someplace.
Yeah.
And we went through a long period. There were no carrots.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm personally hoping to take my kids to Disney World for the first time in the fall. So hopefully things are better by then.
Well, I hope you're not too busy with patients to that you have to pass on the trip. You do good work. Yeah, very timely. Dr. Christopher Taylor is the founder and the owner of Taylor Counseling Group, one of the largest mental health groups in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Thanks for the time.
Thanks so much, David. And if I could just add a little plug for a nonprofit we work with, Okay to Say. We donate $1 of every session to them. And they exist with one purpose, just to let you know that it's okay to say that you're not okay. So thanks so much for having me.
I'll take you up on that. I mean, it's not okay. I'm not okay. I need some help. I appreciate it. For more of our conversation with Dr. Taylor, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Are you an accredited investor looking to take the next step in portfolio diversification? Equity Multiple makes real estate investing simple. With Equity Multiple's streamlined platform, you can invest as little as $10,000 in professionally managed high-yield commercial real estate. Go to equitymultiple.com/boost and receive a 1% annual return boost on your first investment.